The room door should be left open in order to help the observation process and avoid the child or young person feeling isolated. Where appropriate, consider harm minimisation strategies. This means allowing the child or young person to develop new strategies as a safer alternative to self-harm. This could include a rubber band snapped around the wrist or squeezing an ice cube. Advise the child or young person that there is no safe way to self-poison. Find the time to talk and listen to the child or young person if they express an interest. Your plan should acknowledge ways to alleviate boredom on the ward. This can involve distraction techniques, which will provide the child or young person with comfort. It is best practice for all risk-related decisions to be developed and agreed by the child or young person and documented on the care plan. Some children and young people may disagree with the plan of care to keep them safe. In these cases, it is important to escalate any concerns and document these in the notes. The level of risk must be reviewed periodically and the safety plan altered accordingly. The care plan should be revisited with the child or young person at least every shift. This will ensure that the child or young person is given opportunity to be involved in their care and reconfirms the rationale for risk management decisions.